This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Paula Poundstone, Kerry O'Connor, and Tom Beaudet. And here again is your host at the Colorado Chautauqua Auditorium in Boulder, Colorado, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Carl. Just a minute. The limericks have arrived. Express mailed from Nantucket. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Kiri, police officers in Thailand who break departmental rules will now be forced to wear armbands with what symbol?
Oh, I know this one. Hello Kitty.
Exactly right. Not just Hello Kitty armbands, but hot pink Hello Kitty armbands. That Japanese international icon of cute will now become the, quote, Thai mark of shame, or so says a senior police officer in Bangkok. Police officers caught arriving late for work, littering, breaking other rules or protocols, will be forced to wear the hot pink armband to identify themselves as kitty-loving lawbreakers. Well, they won't have to wear them outside the office.
See, this would not slow me down at all.
Really?
Having to wear a Hello Kitty armband, it would be fine.
You'd break more rules to get a matching pair.
Yeah. At a certain level, they graduate to strawberry shortcake.
Tom, this week, a study released by University of Washington pediatrics professor found that parents who want to make their kids smarter should stop letting them watch what?
Oh, those Make Your Children Smarter videotapes.
Yes, yes, they are. Do you know the name? The famous brand name?
Is it the Little Einstein?
Baby Einstein, yeah, exactly right.
Thank God I never invested in that series.
Yeah. Yeah. You may remember President Bush praising the founder of that company at the State of the Union speech. These Baby Einstein videos, they're wildly popular. They're supposed to help give babies a head start at learning words, counting, give them a basic understanding of high-energy physics. But Dr. Dimitri Christakis and his team found that infants who watched those videos scored about 10% lower on language skills than infants who had not watched them. They made them less baby Einsteins and more baby Buttafuocos.
I wonder if they did a study on the Bob the Builder videos. It's a little alarming.
Those were great.
I don't think those have done me any damage at all, actually.
Yeah. Well, I feel so. I hope it's not the same on adults, because I often watch the baby Einstein before I come do this show.
Well, this is true. The doctor pointed out that these things are created supposedly for infants, so they just have these random words and images and such that are supposed to, you know, be on an infant's level, but that's not how infants learn. Infants actually learn how to talk and reason and think from watching people talk and reason and think. So almost anything is better. He literally said this. It is better to watch American Idol than it is to watch.
What about the singing
bee? Baby Einstein.
And Fox figured that out a long time
ago. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Paula, a Michigan man was foiled in his attempt to rob a bank when he made what key error?
He asked for a bag, didn't he?
Close. He forgot to bring a bag. Our stupid criminal of the week had his
bag. Oh, right. It was the teller who said she needed a bag to put the money in.
Yeah, exactly. He had it all figured out. He'd planned it down to the T. He wore a disguise. He had gloves on, no fingerprints. He brought a note with a demand for cash. He's all set. But then the teller said, okay, sir, of course, you're robbing the bank, no problem. Here's the money. What should I put it in? And the guy's like, don't! And he presumably slapped his head, and he turned and he ran out of the bank without the money.